Beauty in the feet of a wise man, bringing hope to a hungry soul. I didn't know that you were dreaming. There's beauty in the heart of a woman, open arms to the lost and the poor. A homeless child sat there weeping. Shine a light on a thousand thirsty nations. They crying out for something to believe in. Trying to work their way to find salvation. And the sounds of the beautiful feet. There was a man of water, and he spoke of the one to come, who'd fill the world with hope and glory. So we'll write it on the hearts of children, on the hearts of the broken one. Say a prayer for the blind man walking. The shield of faith to walk into the nations. To hold the sword of words that never leave you. The belt of truth to lead them to salvation. Shoes of peace of the beautiful feet. Gonna write it on the heart forever. We will follow you. Shine a light on a thousand thirsty nations. They're crying out for something to believe in. Trying to work their way to find salvation. And the sounds of their beautiful feet.
That's off Putumayo Presents South Africa, Beautiful Feet by Nibs Vanderspuy. And Laura Love was before the break, Yodeling Wayfaring Stranger. We're welcoming strangers today on the Children's Hour as we learn about people who come to the United States to escape violence and live in a safe place, refugees. And our country, the United States, is their refuge. Rahim Alhaj is a refugee and a two-time Grammy-winning composer and classical musician, and with us today at the Outpost Performance Space.
Do you have any words for immigrants or refugees who are struggling to find their place in their new home?
Yes, of course. When you immigrant or seek refuge, you will adapt to new, like I said, a new country, new language, a new custom, a new culture, and so forth. So you need to adapt to this culture, and you need to learn the language, and you need to learn the food, the way, I mean, everything that we could be part of the community, of the new community that you are coming to. Not necessarily to alternate your culture, or you forget about it, no. But you are bringing some culture to this new community, and then It's how beautiful is that? If like me, when I brought the oud, I was like, nobody knows the oud. Nobody, I saw the oud, right? And this is some time when you bring your culture and your music and your language, something really enriching our community, right? So now you know the where the oud came from now, right? I mean, like maybe there's hundreds, thousands, millions of people, they do not know the oud. But you guys now, you know it because I brought my culture to this new community, and now you are familiar with this. Oh yeah, I mean, Rahim, he came with his oud and he played for us. And so how beautiful is that when you bring your culture and you bring your food and you bring your history to the new and you adapt to it. And that's what makes us really important as a community, strong community, because we have variety, right? We have variety of language, variety of food, variety of culture, and variety of perspective.
Yes, the perspective.
So in first coming to the United States and sharing your culture specifically with the oud, did you see a really great reception to it initially by the people who you were showing it to? Or did it take sort of people a little while to warm up to it?
I mean, where did you get these smart kids here?
Well, we grow them here.
When I came here, I thought everybody knows who I am. And they know who is Rahim Al-Haj. In fact, I remember my friend, Kelly, we were sitting in there. And I told Kelly, well, how come these people, they passed me, they didn't say hi?
You were so used to being famous.
right. That's what it is. And they said, well, sweetie, I mean, these people, they do not know how the oudists look like. How do they know you? I said, oh, really? Because that time there is no internet. You can have information available about the oud and what it look like and so forth. So it was difficult, but I was determined to make it happen. And guess what? I did made it.
What year did you win the Grammy?
Two of them. One was in 2003 and then 2011.
Rahim Al-Haj has been our guest on the Children's Hour today. And you can see pictures and links and learn a lot more about him at childrenshour.org. This episode is called Welcome Stranger. And we certainly want to welcome you.
Thank you
so much for being with us on the Children's Hour.
Thank you very much, Kate. I really appreciate it. And I will never, ever forget you made my name. Children's Hour made my name in New Mexico, actually. I'm serious. There's a lot of people who heard me on the Children's Hour, and they still remember it till now. And they said, the first time we heard you in the Children's Hour. So thank you for having me again.
Oh, Rahim, thank you so much for telling that story. When we first had you on the Children's Hour, I think all the way back in 2003, it was such an honor to meet you and to see an oud for the first time in my life. And I know in everyone else in the studio's lives, too. I would love to hear you play something for our audience and these kids so that they can hear more of what the oud sounds like.
Surely. Let's have fun. Thank you.
we've got time for one more. This is Ashiba. We'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
Every day, everywhere, another baby's born. Let's sing them all a beautiful welcome song. Some born weak and little, and others big and strong. They all deserve a beautiful welcome song. Hum and whisper it in their ears, and with a great big smile, show them that we care. A burst of joy, give them as the early morning sunrise. A beautiful welcome song. A beautiful welcome song. Every day and everywhere, another baby creature's born, oh yeah. Let's sing them all a beautiful welcome song. Some born weak and little, and others big and strong. They all deserve a beautiful welcome.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
This episode was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with production help from Sarah Gabrielli and Daniel Lentz. Chad Shear recorded our show at Outpost Performance Space, and Amber Scheel writes our learning materials. They're posted to childrenshour.org. Look for Welcome Stranger.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.